mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, now into hour number three of this Monday worldwide broadcast on the AM and FM dial, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and global shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night, 9 to midnight central, at 3210. So if your local station doesn't carry the show at night, you can always listen via InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or on global shortwave at 3210. Silly Castile, veteran DEA agent, Drug Enforcement Administration, or agency, is it? And written the book Powder Burns. I interviewed him years ago, if he remembers that. And he's here in Austin. He's going to be speaking at Truth Seekers. We'll tell you about that if you want to go to that. I don't think I'll be there. I wish I could be, but I might be. I don't know. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we were getting into Nazis being used early on to set up death squads in Latin America, but accelerating now into the point you wake up to this, you start covertly documenting that it's our government bringing in cocaine. Please continue with what began to unfold then.
Yeah, you know, one of the best things I had a source of information that worked at Ilopango who did the flight plans for everybody who was coming in and out of Ilopango, so I knew when the loads were leaving and the monies were going to South America to be laundered or to the U.S. And, you know, some of the money was seized and some of the coke was seized, but it was a covert operation. Ilopango turned out to be like O'Hare Airport, where it was nonstop flights coming in and going, you know, with guns and drugs into the U.S. and so forth. So it was very well established, very well operated, because it basically was an apparatus outside the CIA.
Now, for those who don't understand, occasionally DEA or cops or FBI on the ground in the U.S. would bust these planes coming in, but a lot of times they just flash national security badges, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And once they do that, there was the day were not able to be touched at all, or their cargo searched or whatever. And that went on for many, 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 many years down in Central America and the U.S.
But then when your kid gets caught with some cocaine, they're going to get 5-10 years in a prison, in many cases, owned by the drug dealers themselves, making widgets.
Exactly. You know, we've got to remember, we saturated the whole country with the crack epidemic back in the early 80s. And that was the reason why, was because of our government being part of the drug trade.
And there's evidence that the CIA even gave people the recipe of how to make crack and promoted it.
Yes, Ricky Ross out of Los Angeles, East L.A., he cornered the market. He had like the Walmart of a crack epidemic, and then he saturated it onto the all over the country. So it was done.
And it's on the record that he was a CIA dealer.
Exactly. You know, he was making $3-4 million a day. And the sources that gave him, that fronted him the drugs, were all working for the Central Intelligence Agency, Blandón and so forth. All the Contra operators out of Central America that were in the U.S. at the time.
It's absolutely incredible. And so many of our Christian conservative leaders are involved in this, Silly.
Well, you know, let me just real fast, you know, the Salvation Army, you know, has been taken this past 2 years, Oliver North, to lecture for their patriotic duties as the Salvation Army spokesman. And he's getting paid $25,000 on every lecture. And that's so outrageous that I just cannot understand why the Salvation Army is paying an individual $25,000 so he can go lecture about what it takes to be a patriot. It's unbelievable. You know, I did Amarillo a few months ago, where I went and protest against Oliver North. I did it in McAllen. And, you know, they're just taking him all over the country.
Did you get in his face?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the only thing he said, you know, I just got back from Iraq, and, we're trying to establish a democracy where people like you can demonstrate against what I believe in.
I'm the veteran. I'm the leader. I'm the conservative.
Yeah, and he starts walking on water pretty soon. But this is a guy that should be in jail for drug trafficking, for terrorism, for treason, for just about every charge there is. But at the end of the day...
Hey, well, stay there. I want to hear about this. Yeah, stay there. The criminals go free and the heroes rotten.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sally Castile's our guest, highly decorated veteran DEA agent who stumbled into government narcotics trafficking, controlling it. And they do today more than ever. And then now Bush says he's going to forcibly test every school child in the country, then every adult under New Freedom Initiative, and then forcibly drug us with antipsychotics, even more deadly than illegal narcotics. That's mainstream news, folks. Just type in Project New Freedom. I mean, these people are never going to stop until we speak out and expose it. And Mr. Castile, continuing with this, I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. A little bit more about confronting Oliver North, because I had him on the show, and every time I brought up martial law, the Iraq war being a fraud, puppet governments, he'd just go, gee, I just love America. Gee, I'm just a soldier. Gee, aw, shucks. People get so conned by a uniform or a suit, but as a former federal law enforcement officer, aren't some of the most evil people out there wearing fancy suits with short haircuts? Or should I just trust anybody wearing a suit?
Well, I tell you what, man. All these people should be in jail. You know, Negroponte and Oliver North should be going to the world courts for human rights violations, atrocities. But what they know that's going to happen to them at the end of the day, they will be pardoned by the president, and that's why they're able to do whatever they do and get away with it, because at the end of the day, they'll be pardoned. And that's how they continue to get involved in these atrocities and get away with it.
Well, tell us about Negroponte, because for those that don't know who he is, he helped organize and run the death squads, and now he's going to be the new dictator, the real dictator. Bremer just left. His puppet, Alawi, it's admitted now, mainstream Reuters, you name it, in front of me, lining people up, showing people how it's done. Let me just read this. Our ex-prime minister, Alawi, shot dead as many as six suspected insurgents last month, just before Washington handed political control over to his government. Two separate witnesses said the prisoners, blindfolded and handcuffed, were lined up against a wall in the courtyard next to the maximum security cell at Al-Amari prison in Baghdad. Alawi pulled out a pistol and shot them in the head, telling policemen that he was setting an example how to deal with resistance fighters. Alawi is said to have told onlookers that the men deserve worse than death. So our government's torturing people, blowing their heads off. Alawi admittedly blew up school buses, movie theaters. He's a horrible demon, just like Saddam, who was our boy again. I mean, it never stops. But how do you explain this doublethink, this Orwellian doublethink, where they're bad, they torture our people, so let's torture them? And then tell us about Negroponte.
Well, first of all, Negroponte violated every domestic and foreign and U.S. laws when he trained the Contras in Aguacate base in Honduras, and the death squads and the killing and bringing in the Argentinians and everybody else, the Venezuelans, to train.
And by the way, I got to interrupt you again. For those that say, oh, they were fighting evil commies, folks, they found mass graves with little dead babies in them, okay? So you sickos, shut up. Go ahead.
Right. Also, the got to remember, the American people, the American nuns, the priests, and everybody that, citizens, missionaries, they were all killed and murdered and buried and so forth, and they were found 10 years, 20 years later. And
they pull whole families over. This is all admitted. Line them up, put a bullet in the toddler's head after mommy and daddy were killed, and throw them in a grave.
Yeah, remember from the Minlay massacre to down to Central America and South America, when we continue to do these atrocities and get away with it. And I'm telling you, the killing fields will be coming to Iraq, because open season for any Iraqi, any Muslim, anybody that goes against the government.
Well, you know, these guys would love to bring it here to America. What do you think to that?
I'm sorry?
The globalists would love to pull stuff like this in America. What do you say to that?
Well, they're starting to do that, believe it or not, on our judicial systems. Remember that on the drug cases, federal drug cases, they arrest the people involving drug trafficking, and then when they refuse to cooperate, they go after the mother and the kids and so forth, pressuring the guy to even lie about his involvement in drug trafficking. And this is what's going on nowadays, man. You know, we're building more prisons in Texas than we are schools.
Well, let me stop you. Yeah, we have more prisons in Texas than anywhere else in the world, more in America than anywhere else in the world, but Texas is the capital. Houston. Police chief has to resign, admits they framed thousands. Industrial frame-up. Dallas, randomly pull a car over, throw a bag of chalk in the back. Then the drug lab would certify it cocaine, then take the home. CPS would take the children. Happened to hundreds of people. Tulia, Texas, 50-plus black people, no criminal record. 85-year-old cotton farmers, black men, veterans, no records, no drugs, no paraphernalia. One cop from another town is the informant, getting thousands of dollars per conviction, packing them in the huge private prisons there in the very town. This is an excuse to just load people up as slaves, and that's just Texas. FBI in L.A., in Boston, murder for hire, running the mafia, running the prostitution, running the cocaine. You work for the DEA, sir. What are we facing?
Well, we're complicit in these atrocities. Just recently in the newspaper where U.S. Customs was letting their informants murder over 10 people in the cartels of Mexico, and with the approval, and they wrote it down, and supervisors approved for informants to go out there and kill people and so forth, and it was out of El Paso, and we're letting these things happen. They're out of hands, and that's another subject that we need to really concentrate on. And that's informants, the penetration of into peace groups by informants that work for the FBI. They break every rule there is, and the FBI knows there's a guidelines they got to follow, yet they do not follow those guidelines, and they got to be held accountable for all those violations.
Well, it's incredible. You know, they're telling us terrorists are going to strike any minute. The terrorists want to disrupt the democratic process, so we've got to disrupt the democratic process. And suspend elections. I mean, open discussion of martial law. I'm sure you've heard all these top generals spouting off about it. It's just mind-blowing. If these guys are able to, they're going to give us a dictatorship here domestically. And nothing's enough for them, is it, Mr. Castile?
Absolutely. Just remember one thing. What happened in Germany? The German people let Hitler do what he was doing, and thinking that they were not going to come after them. And when they came in and knocked on their doors and took them, he said, "Wait, I didn't do anything. Of course you didn't. You should have done it a long time ago. Stop this beast from becoming the devil." And they, you know, what happened? That's it. Millions of people were executed. And I feel that that's the same thing that's going to happen to America if we don't wake up and start taking a stand against these people. And
human life means nothing to people like Negroponte.
Absolutely nothing. And now he justifies the fact that he's got three kids. They're Honduras. They were born in Honduras, and they were found at the footsteps of his house. How can I be a bad guy if I have three Honduran children that I adopted? Well, you know, it's like that racist DEA agent that I knew down in South Texas. The way I don't hate Mexicans, but I married one. That's the mentality that they have. You know, they think they can justify their atrocities by saying, well, you know, I'm friendly to those people and so forth.
So it's just mind-blowing.
Oh,
and
it's mind-blowing. And people, just remember one thing, man. The U.S. government is completely out of control. And they will be coming after us. And they usually do it at 5 o'clock in the morning. I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning waiting for the door to come down, because I know that I am now have been targeted as a domestic terrorist for speaking out against the government. And that's the possibility of being incarcerated for telling the truth.
Well, there's more of us than there are of them, and I see people waking up like never before. Are you seeing that awakening take place?
Oh, absolutely. I think that slowly, and I've said it before, I think that the battles of the wars are not going to be fought overseas. They're going to be fought in our country, in our campuses of the universities, where there's going to be massive demonstration again, just like we did it in the 60s. You know, so, you know, people are going to get tired, and you know, the Iraq war is one out of four in the immediate family who now uses or sells drugs, and they will be destroying a lot of families, and they're going to incarcerate a lot of families and so forth. So, you know, it's affecting everybody now, and you got to take your stand.
Well, we're about to break, but I just want to get this in. What happened when they finally found out that you were on to them? You confronted George Bush about the drug dealing, George Bush Sr. You know, you're there spying on the drug activities as a DEA agent, documenting our own government. I mean, how did you finally get out of the DEA? How did that develop?
Well, that developed because they came after me. They were trying to silence me, and of course they're going to try to use that I was, you know, traveling to Salvador with an informant, when that's the only backup I had, an informant that worked in El Salvador. I mean, I was the only agent covering El Salvador. So they tried to come out with some kind of allegations and so forth, and when they did that, I threatened to call a press conference and release all the photos and passports of the people that were murdered by the DEA and the CIA, pictures with that I have of CIA officials killing people and so forth. And I do have those on my files. And when I threatened to do that, they asked me to depart the DEA to take an early retirement, which I did. And I ended up taking that early retirement.
And that's the only reason you're alive, is because a dozen people have got those manila envelopes ready to...
Absolutely, and you know, we go back. We got CIA agents with a priest uniform on. You know how to infiltrate the churches and so forth, and you know, pictures of people before they were being tortured and after they were tortured and so forth, and how they were killed. And it goes back to the same MO, method of operators by the intelligence community, how they used it, same blueprint that they used on Operation Phoenix in Vietnam. We used it in Guatemala and Salvador, and it worked. So now we're going to Iraq to implement the same blueprint. So, you know, we need...
And the Army Zone report from a month ago says that 70 to 90% of those at the camps are families who don't have their papers in order at checkpoints. Or 10-year-old children who might have stolen a biscuit, and they're taken there to be raped by guards.
Absolutely.
How in the world do they find enough evil people to do stuff like this, silly?
Let's go back to Vietnam. We did the same thing. My Lai, you know, we did it. There were rapings and nonstop, killing people, cutting their ears off in Vietnam, assassinating under the Phoenix program. And to them, has always been the mentality, that's okay, our government approves that, so we can continue to do that. And that's what that CIA agent, Randy Capster, once said. Is that we've been doing it for years, and nobody is going to ever stop us.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely right.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Before we end this hour, we'll tell you where Celia Castillo is going to be speaking here in Austin, if you're listening here in Austin. And we're about to go to your calls. Bottom line, when the mainstream news says torture's good for the last 2 years, when the TV dramas, every episode, torture's good, they're trying to mutate our minds so as they get caught doing this, they won't get in trouble, so they can do this here domestically. That's what all of this is about. So that police and military hear that and think, oh, it's mainstream, it's normal, I can do this. And then when their people get caught doing it and get in trouble, they charge them with the Patriot Act, their own torture men. Just, there's been three cases of this now that we know of. So they can't say I was ordered to do it or can't have lawyers. So understand, folks, your government really wants to set up hell on earth. I mean, it isn't enough to have the, you know, own all the prisons, ship in the drugs, own the surveillance companies, have a draft to enslave our children to go fight their wars for empire. Now, these drug-dealing, murdering criminals now want it all. They want it now. And, silly, I mean, you worked for the DEA for many years. This is the mindset of criminals, is it not? They always want more. The more they get away with, the more wild things they do. Can you talk to us about the nature of sadistic people? Then we'll go to John in Colorado, Wesley in Tennessee, John in Ohio, Jack Colorado, and Betty in Ohio. But just briefly, the mindset of criminals.
Well, it's a carte blanche that you get. With that, it's a green light for you to go ahead and do what you have to do and get away with it. And literally, when I was down in Central and South America, I found out that we were the ones that were getting away with murder. And literally, just getting away with all that stuff. So,
well, they also have a gang mentality. I notice these big hotshots act a lot like street gangs. You know, they show off to each other. It's all bravado. They're all hopped up on drugs themselves. Have you found that to be the case?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's just remember, our government has approved these violations, and they will continue to do that. And you know, we can beat it to death, and that's going to be the bottom line. It's approved, and we go ahead and do what we have to do.
All right, John in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Very quickly, two questions. First question, are there any Spanish-speaking radio stations that are carrying a similar type format like Alex Jones talking about this Spanish-speaking communities in our country?
And not second, really. It's all entertainment on most, you know, whether it's Spanish or English.
Okay, second question here to Mr. Castillo. During the 1970s, we had a Nicaraguan war. And I have heard many times that Oliver North was involved with drug running during that war against the Sandinistas, and he had several helicopter pilots that were under his command, and one of them was by the name of Chip Tatum. Do you know Chip Tatum?
No, I don't know him. I read his papers a little bit, and I do have some questions on it, but I never heard of him when I was down there, and I was down there for 6 years.
Okay, so you don't know him personally?
No, I do not.
Okay, because I would like to have him on Alex Stone's program.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Tennessee, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I've got, Alex, a real interesting reaction to your CD, Police State 3. I've shown it to probably a couple of dozen, maybe three dozen people of different races and religions, and you throw in a couple of atheists. And it's kind of an interesting reaction. There are some people that believe it, some people that say it's absolute baloney, but the one thing that I kept getting is a common answer from almost every one of these people. Now, that's the people here in eastern Tennessee. I can't speak for the rest of the country. What they have said to me is this: it doesn't make any difference to them whether the terrorist attacks that have been forecast for just before the elections happened at the hands of the United States government or at the hands of foreign nationals.
Yeah, go ahead.
What they're talking about is if somebody tries to establish martial law, regardless of who the heck started the terrorist attacks, they say they're in for a gunfight, and that's the mentality of these people. They're not really that interested that much in who the heck is responsible, but if the day comes that they decide they're going to try to establish martial law, that's been the reaction. They're going to be in.
Well, they'll call it a civil emergency, and they'll have a look, and also understand, folks, that we've never canceled an election, and now the president appoints a commission. His man calls for. We'll talk about it when we get back. Thanks, Wesley. Interesting point. We'll talk to Mr. Castillo when we get back on that subject and talk to another John, a Jack, a Betty, and others. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv is our new website, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You've read the headlines. Man amputates own leg when trapped under fallen tree. You've heard the news. Camper dies after days lost in the woods. Imagine where they or others would be now if they carried the emergency locator. The emergency locator is self-contained in a lightweight case that pinpoints your location when released from its thermos-sized cylinder. A 33-inch diameter helium balloon attached to a 200-foot tether line is released into the air, sending a bright orange reflective beacon into the sky, allowing you to be spotted easily by rescuers. The emergency locator is a must-have for the outdoor enthusiast, travelers who may find themselves stranded, or as a safeguard for unpredictable times. Tested under extreme conditions to ensure durability and reliability, the emergency locator remains suspended in the air from 3 days in extreme conditions to 7 days in calm weather. Only $175 includes shipping and handling. Call toll-free 877-666-0470 or go online at emergencylocator.com. While there, enter to win a free emergency locator with no purchase necessary. Call 877-666-0470.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's all interconnected. And let me tell you how this works. They get some young recruit who's been in special forces at some Ivy League college, and they tell him, you know, the enemy's dealing drugs. We've got to take control of this drug operation. And then they kind of test them over the next few years and see what they'll do. See if they're malleable, if they can be corrupted. And then there's this rationale of, oh, we've got to be more ruthless than the enemy, you know, if we're going to defeat them. And then within a few years, you're turned into a sadistic control freak who's becoming wealthy off being a minion of the system. Or they just destroy the economy to the point of, you know, to where you got to be a jail guard in your small town because that's the only job left. And then, you know, your neighbor and your little cousin end up in the prison that you run. It's a horrible system. And then you've got the naive middle class that's disappearing, by the way, who thinks the government's great and mom and apple pie and are so naive and just buy into all of this. Mr. Castile, former DEA agent, written the book Powder Burns. We're about to go back to calls, but I've never seen an awakening happening like this, but I've also never seen the tyranny, you know, at more of a high rate, you know, more bizarre police state style stuff happening and more evil coming out, but people not being held accountable.
Yeah.
And it's clear they want to pull a bunch of stuff here domestically, but two military, two police, two people who are compartmentalized in law enforcement, who deep down know what you're saying is true, but don't have the courage to admit it to themselves or know what's going on but make excuses, what would you like to say to them?
Well, get out of being in denial. You know, that's the first thing you go. You're going to deniability. And you need to just face up the fact that this is wrong, what they're doing, and sooner or later, you're going to be a number just like them, and, you know, get out. You know, and don't do anything illegal because you will go to jail. And we have an example of the San Antonio police officers that were caught in a sting operation by the FBI, and they're all now serving 15 to 20 years. And that will happen to you if you don't, you know, do the right thing. So, you know,
that's another thing. The feds train and set up the cities how to be corrupt, and then to federalize the cities, they come in and occasionally bust people.
Exactly. They dog and pony show, you know.
Well, I mean, that's a big part of corrupt policing, is to still have a few busts here and there.
Exactly. Yeah, they do that very well. They've been doing it for many years, and they're going to continue to do this and get away with it unless the people fight. The only problem is that most of the people get arrested, even if some of them are innocent. You know, they're forced to plea out to crimes that they have not committed because they're trying to save their own families.
You know, I've studied this, and it looks to me like about a third of the people in federal prison are completely guilty, and that upwards of about 40% of those in state prisons are completely completely innocent.
And yeah, absolutely. I see firsthand knowledge now on this whole issue because I'm considered to be an expert witness for the defense now on drug cases where, you know, I find outrageous government conduct being conducted by the United States Attorney's Office, by the agents where they perjure themselves before the grand jury, and yet the judges let them do that and get away with that. And there's no accountability to these people on corruption, and they're supposed to be going to jail. And
meanwhile, the government ships in the majority of the narcotics and has been caught hundreds of times on the record. Now, when you started waking up, and then we'll go to calls, I mean, you see your own government dealing the drugs, or the head DEA guy down there, you see this happening. I mean, you talk about denial. What was the process like for you waking up? Did you try to investigate and disprove it, try to warn officials, or what happened?
Well, I did the right thing that you're supposed to be doing at the very beginning. I warned the ambassadors. I warned the vice president of the United States. And when I knew that, you know, it fell into deaf ears and my reports went into what was known as the black hole in Washington, you know, I was forewarned. If I kept it up, I was going to kicked out of Central America. So in reality, on my government, I started taking pictures, documenting the atrocities, getting the file numbers. Literally, I just kept a whole bunch of journals. And that was my backup. And that's why I was able to write my book, Powder Burns, in 3 days. And I will show some of these pictures tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Serrano's restaurant. And people are welcome to come by. Feds are welcome to come in. Police officers are welcome to come in, and I will show you the truth, and the pictures will tell 1,000.
Yeah, and that's up on I-35 North. You take the St. John's exit and cut back onto southbound, and it's there in that strip shopping center by a movie theater. You
right.
can't miss it. Really good Mexican food, folks. Who knows? What time is that tomorrow night?
It's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And
yeah, they keep having these things at on Tuesdays, and I have a live TV show at that time, so I can't make it.
Okay, and I'll have a slideshow presentation that I will show.
Pictures all right,
That have almost never been seen before, so you'll be the first ones to get educated. And
I'd like to have you back up and have you on the TV show to do this sometime.
I would love to do that, absolutely.
Well, let's take a few calls. Just amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Up next is John in Ohio. John, thanks for holding.
Yeah, it's a great program. You know, it was Nazi Mengele, Dr. Mengele, who made a great show of fawning over and being very affectionate to the children before he sent them into the gas chambers to be slaughtered. And I think we've got the similar types of Nazis right now in the highest levels of this administration. You mentioned Negroponte, and I was just refreshing my memory about his support for a genocide and mass murder in Central America on the ZMAG.org website, pointing out that his predecessor as ambassador to Honduras said that he was involved in mass murder and torture, and even the Salvadoran nuns who fled to Honduras after the assassination of Archbishop Romero by CI death squads in El Salvador were thrown out of helicopters alive after being tortured, which was the specialty of the Argentina military officers who were contracted by the CIA there. But I think... speaking of fawning attitudes, I think the reason people are so naive in this country is the prostitutional role of the corporate media.
Well, more than that, John, more than that, they'll admit they're torturing people. I mean, we're talking brutally raping women, folks, torturing people, and they go, oh, so what? It's a war. Shut up. I mean, the general public, either people are waking up or they're getting sicker and mass evil.
Well, I think the media is trying to make a segment of the public as corrupt as these Nazis
to be their servants and to be their enforcers. And here's the deal. John, you called months ago when I said this, and this is my point. We in this country have reached levels the Nazis didn't reach, not in total numbers, but in that Nazis at least didn't brag about it. Well, Nazis didn't run around promoting it. They just did it behind closed doors. Comments?
Absolutely, but I do think that we're all going to be subjected to this. When you've got people that are rewarded with this kind of murder instead of being put in the dock for war crimes and are put in as the supreme commander in Iraq, these types of things are going to come back to us. They're not going to be
Well, let me get a comment from Mr. Castillo. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, you got to remember one thing. In 1980, when Reagan won the election to be president of the United States, the first person he invited to the inauguration party was a guy by the name of Mario Sandoval Alarcón, known as the death squad, the grandfather death squads of Central and South America. He attended that party. So just take it for what it's worth. When they invite the godfather of death squads in Central and South America to celebrate Reagan's becoming president, that's got to tell you something. You know, it's very well documented. There are pictures of him with Reagan in the White House, and so forth. So Reagan at the time backed off his death squads, and that's why Miguel Pande had a carte blanche to do what he had to do.
And in all fairness to Reagan, I mean, he literally was just a puppet of George Herbert Walker.
Oh, absolutely. That's no doubt in my mind about that. You know,
Well, I would also add to this, under Bill Clinton, they used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs. These administrations...
You got to remember one thing, John, Alex, is the fact that... There's no saying. People that live in glass houses should not throw rocks. And that's why Clinton never went after Bush, because he was governor of Arkansas when the conscience were being trained at Mena, Arkansas. So they also had carte blanche to do what they had to do.
By the way, I've interviewed Terry Reed, who was there watching them unload the cocaine. Thanks for the call, John. Jack in Colorado. Jack, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello, guys. Great show today.
Thank you.
So I wanted to have an update on Casey Nethercott, as well as the Patriot singer in Wyoming and that nice guy in, I think, Kentucky or Tennessee who sent the video to his sheriff. Do you have any updates about those?
Okay,
guys?
I had a listener, and this was in the newspaper, who made copies of my film and a speech of Ron Paul off C-SPAN, gave it to the state police. They arrested him, saying it was terroristic to criticize the government. They dropped the charges. Didn't drop the charges. He was found not guilty. There was another man put a sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke. He was arrested. They're now getting sued over that. They had to drop charges. In the case of the Patriot singer, they let him go. In the case of Casey Nethercott, I don't know where that is right now. What else is on your mind?
Well, millions of things, but I think I'll let somebody else pick up.
Do you have any comments to our guest?
Yeah, it's something that doesn't surprise me at all, and actually it's interesting because I've spent most of my life studying these things because of my parents being involved in the JBS, and I've been telling people about this forever and ever, and I do see the waking up as you do, but I also see people who basically will sort of seem to admit it, but they refuse to really acknowledge it and tell me basically that I'm focusing on negative things and life is better than that, and I'm just causing myself misery.
Well, it's real simple. If we let our government run around torturing and killing women and children, it's going to come back on us, folks.
We're complicit. We are complicit. We're watching, we're letting hell happen, and we don't lift a finger. And I'm just as guilty as the people I'm talking about.
All right, Jack, thanks for the call. We're all guilty of not doing enough. But, Mr. Castile, when you finally committed yourself to speak out and fight back, though, was that not an empowering experience?
Yeah, you know, as you grow up, you're always taught that what's right and what's wrong, and it comes to a point in life where you come to that fork in the road, and you know that if you take that road that you know is the righteous road, there's a price to pay. And basically, I ended up losing my family because of that, and so forth. So you know, you do pay a price for being true to being a true patriot, and that's, you know, we all pay that price, and some of us pay the ultimate price, and that's something you have to live with. You have to make your peace with God and go on forth. And you know, they can shoot the president of the United States, they definitely can make somebody like me disappear from this earth.
The problem they've got is that more and more people are waking up and getting involved.
Well, that's always been my philosophy. The more you talk, the more it would be, you might be protected. But to this point in time, they're so arrogant at what they're doing that I think it's kind of pushing the envelope there, because they'll come to a point where you say, you know what, take Celica Steele out just now. Take him out. Make him disappear, and you know, people will remember him a couple of months and so, and then they'll forget about him.
Have you been getting threatened lately?
Oh, absolutely. I you know, like I said, I wake up, my clock in my mind, I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning, because that's when they come in at 5 in the morning, and they take you guys, take us in and do what they have to do, and we're documented as domestic terrorists, and we can be held like they did with Padilla down in Cuba. So, you know, it will happen to us. It's going to start to happen to us.
Why do you say that now?
Because of their arrogance, you know, trying to suspend the Constitution. I remember 4 years ago, a friend of mine from Mexico calls us, man, you guys used to make fun of Mexico, how corrupt and how we steal elections. Look at what just happened to your country. And you said, you know, you're absolutely right.
Well, they're trying to have bravado and throw it out there and get away with it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they have the people to carry it out.
Well, that's why I say in the DEA, we need good people in there. We need people in the FBI, good people that are really going to help us out if something does happen. And, people there, they're supposed to be righteous. Let's see what happens. And,
let's,
you know,
on
the Negro Ponte thing, you know, the only way I can identify this man is an old scripture. It says, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And that's what's going to happen. It's Revelation 6:7. And that's exactly what's going to happen in Iraq. We are going to have the killing fields again. I'm telling you. We have a guy who was a dictator, who trained that squad in Central America, who was in Mexico against Zapatistas, who is doing it again in Iraq.
Unbelievable. Let's talk to Betty in Ohio. Betty, go ahead.
Yes, I am going to boycott the Salvation Army. I will buy as many videos as I can afford. And this Christmas, when they ring their little bell, I will walk up to their little kettle, and I will put your video in there, sir.
That'd be great, yeah.
And I invite your listeners to do the same.
Well, that was an hour ago. For those that don't know why you're saying this, tell them.
Okay, basically, Oliver North is being taken all over parts of the country by the Salvation Army to lecture on what it is to be a patriot. And he's being paid $25,000 per lecture. Now, if he was a true patriot, he would speak freely and donate that money back to the Salvation
Army.
Or
he'd say, you know, pay for my airline and my
and my meals,
my expenses,
and, you know, room and board and whatever. But don't take $25,000 from the needy. And basically, those Republicans, everybody told me, which I was really ignorant to the fact that the Salvation Army is supposed to be the right hand of the Republican Party on the extreme right. And it's basically a Republican fundraiser, and I really believe that now because of Oliver North. They keep bringing him back. They keep sponsoring him all over the country.
All right. Betty, anything else?
Well, that'll be the last donation that I ever make to the Salvation Army.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Well, and then we had United Way and the Red Cross getting the 9/11 money and not giving it to people and giving it to gun groups. Bush thinks that's great. Giving it to anti-gun groups. I mean, I just, you know, certainly, though, Silly, you don't think John Kerry's going to save us. I mean, John Kerry has got his little Bilderberg group vice presidential candidate. He says he's for a giant domestic CIA. He says he's for preemptive wars. Have you heard the latest? He just came out with that.
Well, you know, we need to do away with the Central Intelligence Agency. History shows that they're completely out of control, and that we need a smaller unit, which could be the FBI or another, but not Homeland Security or anybody else like that. And what we have now is what is known as the best of two evils. You know, who is going to get into the White House?
And all right, folks, we'll be right back with a final segment with our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you at what point tyranny stops growing. At the point you stand up and say no. The Founding Fathers told us this over and over and over again. And our country's being dismantled. They're getting ready for the national draft. They're building giant prisons everywhere, owned and run by the very drug dealers themselves that brought in the crisis to offer their police state solution. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs are on our streets, the more people are in prison. Look at the common sense facts. The drug war has been a great success. Turned America into a police state and packed the prisons. And more drugs are on the streets. Shelley Castile has been our guest, and the book is Powder Burns. And tell folks how they get that book again, sir.
Yes, sir. It's Powder Burns, Cocaine, Contras, and the Drug War. And the email address is powderburns@prodigy.net.
And how do they order via an email?
Just email me and send me the information, and I'll be glad to send your book out. You know, that's basically it.
Okay, so they get in contact with you, then you give them your address and stuff.
Right. And secondly, you can call me at area code 956-345-5770.
All right, closing comments to folks that are out there. Going to have a presentation tomorrow night, what, 7 to 10, at Serrano's, great food up in North I-35 by the St. John's exit on the southbound lane of I-35. Anything else?
Well, that's it. Basically, just show up, and I will show a slideshow presentation where I'll show the good, the bad, and the ugly of what our government did in Central America. So, you know, and I'll also have my book available there in case you guys are interested in purchasing the book.
All right, sir. Well, thank you, and I appreciate you standing up and speaking out and exposing this. And it's an open secret now that our government brings in most of the drugs. I mean, most people I talk to know that, but nothing's done about it. And most Americans are against this phony drug war. I mean, I don't support drug use, folks. I don't use drugs other than caffeine. You know, it is now time to speak out and say no to this and to stop putting up with this garbage. Anything else?
You know, and don't, you know, elect people to Congress or the Senate. They are going to make a difference, not just people that are puppets that just sit there and get compromised.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, and take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, a high-level DEA agent, head operator down in Central America, and came face-to-face with government drug dealing. How many other people like him have we had on? Many, many others over the years. In fact, in my film, Police State to the Takeover, I have an interview with Terry Reed, who saw the giant cases of cocaine, one of the head guys there in training at MENA, there in Arkansas with George Bush and Bill Clinton in the drug dealing. That's about 10 minutes of that two-hour, five-minute film. I confront General Barry McCaffrey about his top man, his top general, down in Latin America, caught shipping drugs out just a few years ago. Nothing was done about that, by the way. That's another 5-10 minutes of that two-plus-hour film. I confront Janet Reno. I show the government hiring provocateurs to shut down demonstrations. It's a great film, Police State 2, The Takeover. Gets into government-sponsored drug dealing, you name it. The Snitch Society, that's just one of 10 films I've made, my two 9/11 films. I'm now carrying other 9/11 films by other great researchers. Call toll-free to ask about the videos or ask about the specials or to order 1-888-253-3139. Call right now, folks. We need your support. Plus, they're great films. 1-888-253-3139. Or order via our Safe Secure shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My films are $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. We've got other prices on the other videos and books we carry by other researchers. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, on your local AM or FM dial or on Global Shortwave at 3210 during the day at 9475. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Stand up against evil. With God's help, we can defeat this new world order before it gobbles all of us up. The Berkey.